Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 344, Love Reaching Heaven. Let me take you first to the place where these words were born. David was not in the palace. He was not surrounded by advisors or loyal soldiers. He was in a cave, hiding, running from King Saul, not knowing if he would survive the night. The walls were rock, the ceiling was rock, and from inside that hiding place, what rises from his mouth? Praise. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Psalm 57, verse 10. Pay attention to what he's doing. He is inside a cave, no visible way out, no human promise of rescue, and he looks up, and what does he see? Not a ceiling of stone. He sees beyond the ceiling. He sees a love that has no visible edge. The word he uses in Hebrew is hesed. It is not simply love. It is covenant love, faithful, unshakable. Love that does not depend on circumstances to exist. The kind of love that does not leave when things fall apart. David looks at that love and says, it is greater than the heavens, greater than anything I can see or measure. And the faithfulness, it reaches to the clouds. That is not empty poetry. The clouds are where rain forms. They are the place where the impossible becomes possible, where the dry becomes full, where emptiness becomes life. In God's faithfulness is not merely a roof over your head. It nourishes, it sustains, it produces. But here is what stops me in this verse. David did not wait for the situation to improve before declaring it. He did not say, when I get out of this cave, then I will thank God. He declared it from the floor of the cave. He proclaimed God's greatness before the rescue came. His faith was not a reward for the victory. It was a response to who God is, regardless of the outcome. And then I look at Jesus. That hesed, that faithful covenant love, reached its highest point on a cross. Jesus did not come down. He did not cut it short. He stayed, faithful to the very last breath. What David sang as a distant promise, we sing as fulfilled reality, sealed with blood. David's cave was pointing to the cross, and the cross points to the resurrection. Love does not end at the stone, it moves the stone. So today, before the day truly begins, before breakfast, before the phone, before anything else, I want to give you an invitation. Stop for 1 minute, look up, and say out loud, not just in your head, out loud, one thing for which you are grateful for God's steadfast love. Just one. It can be small. It can be from long ago. But declare it, because the faith that declares from inside the cave is the same faith that walks out of the cave. And the God who was faithful yesterday is the same God who covers you today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.